I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. When you think of going out there and connecting with clients, is that something that you like, or does that sort of cause a bunch of fear? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if going out and connecting with clients isn't really your idea of how to have a good time, then let's talk a little bit about why, because I think that what you're going to find is the real problem isn't going out and talking to people, because who doesn't like to go out and talk to people? I mean, everybody likes to go out and have a good time and interact with friends and so forth. But, you know, when it comes to like business networking and connecting with other clients and reaching out to people, then, you know, that tends to be something that kind of strikes the fear into pretty much anybody. And so what I want to do today is I want to dig into that. Like, why is that? Why is reaching out to new clients something that's scary? And is it really scary after all? And how do you overcome that fear? So if you're the kind of person that maybe you consider yourself to be like a hermit or, you know, just kind of an introvert or somebody who just likes to keep to themselves, well, today we're going to be talking about how to overcome that fear so you can actually get out there and win clients and clients that you love working with and clients that are going to be, you know, be there for the long haul so that you have that ongoing recurring revenue kind of relationship with these clients. And so, here's the big thing. Right off the bat, the main thing that tends to be the problem when people go out and try to connect in with clients is the whether it's an introspective thing or an external thing. So like, where is the focus? Is the focus on you? Like, I have to do this right. I have to get the sales pitch down. I've got to get, you know, what if I do it wrong? I have to get income coming in. You know, all of this stuff is on yourself. And what you'll find to be the case is when you shift that to have an outward focus and you're focusing on how you can help and serve and care for the clients that you're reaching out to, I think you're going to find that everything turns upside down, and actually finding clients and reaching out to clients is going to probably become one of your favorite things to do. Maybe not your top favorite thing. Like, if you're a really technical person and you love coding, hello, and all of that stuff, then, you know, nothing wrong with keeping that going. But I think what you're going to find is, you know, the fear that's generally associated with, you know, calling a client or going to a business networking meeting or showing up at, like, you know, some sort of an event where you have to introduce yourself to folks. You know, when you can get the focus off yourself as to, you know, like all these questions, like, do I have the right thing to say? Do I have the right pricing? Are they going to, you know, do I have the confidence that I can actually deliver? Is, you know, all of these different questions come about. And what I think you're going to find is when you begin to focus on how you can help and serve and love and care for the people that you're working with, that everything totally changes. And so I was talking to someone on the phone the other day about cold calling. And like, so one of the things that she was about to do is get on the phone and like, you can call into this number. And then like all of these other phone numbers start getting dialed for you. And you just kind of stay on the phone and you just kind of burn through a bunch of numbers and try to, you know, connect in with as many people as you can, offer some kind of service and hope for the best. And of course, that stinks. Nobody wants to do that. It's uncomfortable. It stinks. And that kind of brings up another point. So like, when you think about like sales or like marketing or like, you know, just like being involved in a sales process, like what are some thoughts that come to mind? So, yeah, go ahead and just, you know, type some of the thoughts that come to mind, like in the comments section here, we can just see them. Like, you know, what do you think of when you think of sales? Is it scary? How does it feel? Does it feel bad? Does it feel good? Do you feel tense? You know, how do you expect people to respond to you? Like, for example, you know, when you've been the subject of someone else's sales process, how does that feel for you? And I think what you'll find is, you know, a lot of very negative feelings come out and like, you know, the feeling of being sleazy or being, or kind of pushy and kind of pushing services on people that they don't really need, or maybe you've been the victim of somebody that's involved in one of these like multi-level marketing programs with, whether it's like, you know, bags or essential oils or Amway or whatever it might be. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with any of those things, but I think that what you'll find is, Now, like when people call you up and they say they want to hang out or have dinner or get together, and then what they really want though is to, you know, sell you some essential oils or whatever, and then you say, hey, you know what, I don't really do that, or I don't really need it, I already have some or whatever, then they don't want to talk to you anymore, and that's the end of the friendship, and they kind of move on, and so then you kind of feel burned, and of course, you know, you don't like that feeling, and you don't want to be that other person either, and so so this person, a lot of marketing is just noise and not actually creating traffic or new sales. That's true too. A lot of marketing is just noise. But what I'm talking about right now is, like, what about you going out and face-to-face interacting with folks? Because one of the things, you know, the title of today's session here is how to overcome the fear of real marketing. And so there's a bunch of things there. It's overcoming is there, you know, fear is in there, and real marketing versus like fake marketing. And I think that, you know, what I see here in the comments is that, you know, a lot of marketing is just noise. Yeah, that's true. That's not even real marketing. And that's kind of what we're getting into, because so many people feel so much anxiety over actually getting out there and meeting people and going to places and interacting with local businesses and, you know, connecting with people in their local network, that they don't actually do any marketing. They do fake marketing. And that's like blogging or, you know, trying to just, you know, add to the noise that's already out there with, you know, Facebook ads or whatever. And so, what is real marketing? Is it personal making friends with potential clients? Great question. So that's what I'm talking about right now. So what is real marketing? So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're just sitting behind your blog, or, you know, trying to do, you know, writing a couple of blog posts from time to time, or just trying to, you know, send out, you know, whatever, just into the ether, into the noise of the internet, you're not really doing anything, but yet it feels like you're doing something because you've got a lot of time into it and a lot of activity is going on. And if someone were to ask you, what did you do today? You could say, oh, well, I commented on a bunch of blogs, or I sent, you know, I did a guest post, or I'm blogging every day, or whatever it might be. It feels like you're doing something, but in reality, you're not actually doing something, because in the context of, you know, building a business where you're helping other businesses grow with what you're doing online, that's really what we're talking about here. It's how can you use your business and be like a business growth consultant, empowering those results with WordPress and the WordPress ecosystem. Like if that's what you're doing, then what you're going to find is the people that you really want to be working with aren't out on the internet Googling for how to write better content marketing, or how to do SEO better, or how to, you know, what are the top five things you need when you're, you know, creating your website. They're not out there searching for that stuff. They don't know how to search for that stuff. They don't know the keywords that you think that they might know, like all the keywords that are really familiar to you and me. Your clients don't really know those types of things. And so what you end up doing is you end up casting bait where there are no fish. You know, you're fishing in an empty pond, so to speak, because the people that you really want to be working with, that's not where they are. Where they really are, they're actually out at their businesses, or they're out at business networking events trying to connect in with other people, or they're out at like a social gathering. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, my CPA, his firm merged with another firm, and, you know, they had this big cocktail party. I talk about this from time to time because it really underscores the point that I'm making, which is I went to the cocktail party, and the reason that I went is because I knew there's going to be like 200 like business owners there. Like everyone that was going was a business or is a business owner because they get their taxes done by my CPA firm. And so I actually went there. I met a bunch of people of all different types. I met authors and writers, and I met a couple of doctors. In fact, I got a couple of clients out of that I've been working with now for a couple of years. And so that's a great opportunity, but a lot of people feel anxious about it. Especially people that kind of, you know, resonate with technology and coding and you know, doing the kind of stuff that we all do. You know, it's kind of uncomfortable to get out there and kind of interact with people at that level. And that's what we're talking about right now. And so what I think you're going to find is when you go out there with that focus on yourself and you're thinking like, do I have the right sales pitch down? And, you know, am I really going to, you know, am I willing to burn bridges in my relationship to whatever? Like if they say no, can we still be friends? You know, all of these questions kind of come up, and that's why it's so uncomfortable, because you don't want to be that person and you don't want to wreck those relationships. And then what happens is, even if you had relationships where you could interact with other people, like say, for example, maybe you go, I don't know what, to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor needs help marketing online, but you like going there. And so therefore you feel uncomfortable saying, hey, you know, maybe there's some things that I can do to help, because if they don't want your help, then now all of a sudden there's weird tension in the relationship, right? So that tends to be what the problem is. And I think that when you dig deeper into it, the real issue that most people tend to have is that their marketing and what they're looking for, the types of clients, it's a very undirected thing. I can build you a website, do you want it, kind of a thing. It's not specifically how I can help your business. And that's kind of the whole nature of cold calling. It's like you have no idea if the person on the other end of the call has any interest in working with you at all or anything like that. Or how do you even know if your services can help the people that are coming to you? And this is another point, by the way, like if all the work that you get comes through like referrals or any job that comes across your desk, you accept it. This is a problem for that too, because if every job that you get is a referral from somebody, how do you know if you're getting a referral that is, you know, and the client actually has a business that you can help with, that you are interested in, that you want to keep working with? You know, if you don't have any control over your inbound marketing, then you have very little control over whether or not you can actually benefit the clients with the things that you can do. And so, you know, what I'm trying to point out right now is, you know, when you're really connecting with clients, one of the things you're going to realize is your services aren't for everybody. Like, not everybody in this group is equally suited to work with every other client in the world. Like, my clients, for example, tend to be in the field of like functional medicine or naturopathic health, dietitians, things like that, because I'm interested in that stuff. Like, you know, a couple of my daughters have like this really severe gluten sensitivity. You know, I've had various, you know, digestive issues or whatever over time. I got bit by a tick and had a big problem like 10 years ago. And so like, I actually got into that kind of culture. Like, how do you get off like, you know, traditional like medication, like prescription medication, and start, you know, standing up for your own health through exercise and diet and, vitamin supplements and things like that. And I'm really interested in that. And so like kind of on a personal level, that type of a topic really appeals to me. And so when I work with other people, other business owners that are in that industry, I know stuff already about that kind of stuff. Whereas if I were to go and try to work with somebody who did like a home building or something, like, I don't really know anything about, you know, real estate or home building or anything like that. And so I wouldn't be nearly as suited for working with someone who does that as I would be working with like a dietitian or somebody who works with gluten sensitivity or diabetic concerns or weight loss or, those types of topics. Those are things that I know about. And so what I'm talking about here is your services probably will fit into a certain category as well. And that means that you're not equally suited to help every single person. So figuring out your ideal market, and it doesn't just have to be one, it could be multiple, right? Like, you could have multiple interests. Like, I'm interested in fitness too, like physical fitness, like health fitness, like exercise, in addition to like supplements and natural health and so forth. So like, that's something else that I know a lot about. I'm also really interested in music. Now, I don't really think that, you know, we can talk about, you know, some markets are better than others, right? It's like some markets actually have the ability to afford your help more so than other markets do. Like, so for example, like working with nonprofits or business to business type of relationships tend to be categories that I tend to avoid, because a lot of times nonprofits, they're not really interested in making more money. They just need more outreach. And, you know, I can volunteer my time for that, but it's difficult to kind of quantify the value of, you know, paid advertising and things like that when you're dealing with a nonprofit. And likewise, if you're working with somebody in the arts, like indie music labels and things like that. Another thing that I'm really interested in too, because I am one, I write music. I would consider myself kind of like an indie music person. And, but at the same time, there's not a whole lot of money in that particular industry compared to doctors, you know, dietitians, you know, healthcare, personal trainers, you know, those types of markets tend to be more suited for higher value online marketing campaigns. So that's another thing to think about when you're picking your ideal market. Like, if, you know, all other things being equal, if one particular market has, you know, access to more resources than another one, then that's something to consider when you're laying out the different markets that you're going to be working with. But all that is to say, you don't have to limit yourself in terms of just, you know, one particular industry. You know, you can have several of them. But the point is, it's, you know, all of the industries are probably not really what you want to be going for. You probably want to, you know, focus on what you're interested in the most, what your expertise is in, and, you know, how you can really benefit the people that you're working with. And so when that happens, what you're doing is you're actually setting yourself up to be able to do your best work. And that's a really important point, because if you're setting yourself up in any other way so that you're not able to do your best work, and we've talked about this, you know, a couple of times before in different areas, right? So for example, like if you're in the situation where you're just client hopping, you've got like $500, you know, dollar projects that you're trying to, you know, throw out there, and you need to make like $5,000 a month. And that means you got to get like 10 clients per month to, you know, make the number work, and you're just rushing through everybody as fast as you can. Well, that's another example of not setting yourself up to be able to do your best work. And when that happens, it's frustrating for you because you're rushing through things and you know that you're not doing the best job you could. And so that's frustrating. It's frustrating for your clients too, because they're not getting your best efforts either, which means they're not getting the results that they really need. But selecting the right market is another area where you could inadvertently be setting yourself up in a way to actually fail, or at least not to be able to do your best work. Because if you're accepting clients that they do things that you don't know anything about, or you don't care about, or you have no interest in at all, then you can't do the same level of work as you would be able to do with a person who is doing stuff that you really do care about and that you're passionate about already. So that's another really interesting point. So like when you go out there and connect with people that you can really resonate with, then that's going to set you up for these long-term relationships with clients you really want to be working with. So that's a huge point. So when you reach out to people in a genuine way, you create a much bigger impact with the people that you're trying to talk to. And what I mean by that is when you reach out to people and you just say, "Hey, do you need a new website?" You know, and then somebody says, "Hey, I already have a website." There's no impact there, and then you just kind of get brushed off. But when you reach out in a way that you're actually interested in their business, you know something about it, you're caring about the person that you're talking to, that actually has a huge impact. And even if it happens to be bad timing, like even if for whatever reason the person you're talking to isn't really ready to start doing anything online or needs any help right now, maybe they do later on. Maybe they do in the first of the year. That's another thing we talked about last week, which was, you know, come January, like the middle of January on through basically March, that's prime time for onboarding new clients. And so if what we're talking about right now is something that's kind of resonating with you and you want to learn how to do this stuff so that you can actually approach people in a fun, high energy, friendly way that doesn't burn bridges, you know, that's totally something we could be talking about. And again, you know, always forget to mention this in the beginning, but if you want to talk to me specifically about your clients and who you're working with, head over to doublestack.net/call and we can go over this stuff together one-on-one specifically for you, your interest, your clients, your price points, your income goals, all of that we can do more one-on-one. Whereas like we've got this group of like 700 and some people right now, and it's growing even more every day, it's really hard to dig in specifically to exactly what you need. Whereas, you know, when we're talking in this big group setting. So if you want to have that more one-on-one conversation, and it's free, by the way, head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time, and we'll talk one-on-one. So, and so here's the thing. So if you don't love going out and talking to clients, then something's off. It doesn't have to be your favorite thing. You don't have to be an extrovert. And in fact, what I've found to be the case is that introverts tend to be more successful at this type of marketing than the flashy extroverted people, because introverts will listen. Introverts have this, you know, people that aren't, you know, flashy and snazzy, the people that kind of come up alongside of someone and listen and care and are empathetic and are kind of reaching out, not only with, you know, what they can do to help, but they're listening to what other people are going through to try to analyze whether or not what they can offer actually will make an impact for their clients. Those people tend to be the best people at onboarding new clients with these long-term relationships. And, so I don't want you to think that, oh, well, you know, it's just not in your personality to go out there and interact with people. It's just, you know, you're not one of those extroverted. I'm not either. I hate the extroverted kind of lifestyle. It drains me. Like going to that event with my CPA, you know, like the first thing I thought was, man, I don't really want to do that, because I really like smaller groups. Like I like to talk one-on-one with people, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I also know that in those larger group settings, the reality of the situation is you really only talk to a couple of people at a time, one or two people at a time. And so you know, that gives you the opportunity to really learn what people are doing and connect with them, develop those relationships. And so what that means is if you don't really love going out and offering your services to people, then there's probably a couple of issues going on. One issue, and the most common one, is you put the emphasis on you. Like, am I going to do it right? Am I going to mess it up? Am I going to wreck a relationship? Are people going to be mad at me? Do I really have the confidence to go out there and talk about how I can help? And so all of those questions put the weight on your shoulders. Whereas when you actually go out there and be like, oh, you know what, you know, I really know a lot about how doctors and dietitians need to be interacting with their clients. Like, I know a lot about what their problems are, and I've actually got solutions that I can offer to kind of make their lives better. And I kind of feel like on some level, I sort of even owe it. Like, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out there and help people, because there's folks out there that legitimately are looking for your help. And if you're not out there with the kind of mindset that we're talking about right now, with that outward-looking external perspective, where you're going out there to help and to serve, not to sell and not to pressure people, but to offer your services and your help and your expertise to people that legitimately need it, because they have a business, they need to get clients, and they're not really accustomed to what it takes to get out there and have an impact with digital marketing and online marketing and websites and social media and video marketing and developing online communities and all of those types of things. That's probably outside of the realm of what their expertise is, and they need you. And if it isn't for you, then other people are going to get out there. The people that are only interested in the selling, the flashy, snazzy, high pressure salespeople are going to get out there and make these low budget offers that are really selfish, because the web developer making the offer knows that they're doing that client hopping thing where they have to rush through their project as fast as they can to be able to get to the next client. And that means that your clients, like the people out there that need the help, are going to get bad results because you're not out there helping them get the results they need. And so they fall prey to these people that have, you know, this inward focus marketing perspective where they just want to sell as many websites as they can. And very little, if any, thought is given to what happens next, right? And so that's the real problem. Even if they did a great job, even if they built a really flashy, awesome, great website, if there's nobody there running the show, you know, putting the fuel in the tank, keeping the ball rolling, whatever analogy you want to use. If nobody's there doing the stuff, then everybody knows, you know, I know, the clients know, everybody knows that that's not going to deliver a result. And that's really why people aren't paying the prices that they used to pay for web projects. And that's one of the things that's really heavy downward pressure on the market right now, is that everybody knows that building websites doesn't mean getting more clients. You have to be there on that month-to-month basis. You have to keep that relationship going. And when you do, it's better right on down the line. It's better for you because you know that you're genuinely helping. And so you feel good about going out there and offering what would be, you know, good investments to your clients, things that have positive returns on their investment. And it's good for you too, because now you got that recurring revenue coming in that really gets that layer upon layer upon layer of income going on, so that you're actually scaling your business. You're not just dropping down to zero every time you launch a site and then, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping for the next client to come along before it's too late. And now the whole situation is so much better. And so, look at all that. And so another thing too is I want to talk a little bit about the fear aspect of all of this. And so what is the actual fear? Like, a lot of people say, well, you know, I like to go out and talk to people, but, you know, this whole marketing, I'm just kind of afraid to do it. And so some of the things are real fear, right? And other things are fake fear. And I think what you'll find is most of the fear that comes to mind are false. Like, you know, I don't know if you ever listen to or read about like Zig Ziglar, but there's like basically two definitions of fear. And one of them is, you know, slightly paraphrased, is, you know, forget everything and run. F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. I mean, that's like a legit fear, right? Like a bear is coming through the door and you're like, wah, I gotta go. And so you're afraid of the bear, so you bolt. But most fear is just false. And so what he calls it, false evidence appearing real. And so what that means is that there's all these thoughts that come to mind, like, what if this? What if that? What if I go out there and they say no? What if I go out there and they feel like, you know, I'm pressuring them and they don't like me anymore? What if? And all of these things come to mind, and it's never even happened before. It's this all of this false evidence. Like, I remember I was talking to, I think it was my dad a long while ago, and then he was referencing something that his dad said. So I don't really know the origin of where this saying came from, but it stuck with me for a long time. And he said, son, you know, I've been running at this thing for like 70 years now. And I've been afraid of a lot of things. And some of those things actually happened, meaning that, you know, most of the things that you're afraid of, they never actually happen. Nothing ever comes to fruition. There's just ideas that float around in your mind, and you begin to feel like, you know, it feels real, but it's not really real. And the fear that comes alongside of it isn't really real fear either. It's just hesitation. And so what you can do is you can think about, so what is the real issue? Like, try to pull back the layers and find out, am I feeling afraid because I'm thinking about myself? Am I feeling afraid because I don't want the rejection and all of these other things? But the physiological response to the fear, to the feeling, is in fact real. Like, you might start sweating, or your heart rate is beating, or, you know, your breathing, you know, picks up pace, and all this other stuff. And so you're having this response to the thought of having to go out there and market to folks. But here's the thing, rather than trying to just calm yourself down and like shifting from this like state of high arousal into this kind of calm, peaceful mode, that's a very difficult thing to do. And I also find that it's usually not even the most effective thing to do. Better than that, much better than that. And this is a three-word thing that I think that could potentially change your view on marketing and getting out there and interacting with people flat out overall. And here it is. Instead of saying, I am afraid, say, I am excited. Because when you're excited about something, you still have that same physiological response where you're amped up, your heart rate is up, your breathing is up, and you're really ready to go out there and get it. But instead of focusing on the negative outcomes, you're focusing on the positive potential. And that's really the main difference between fear and excitement. And if you don't believe it, head on over to like King's Dominion or Busch Gardens, or ride a roller coaster or something like that. You know, everybody sitting on the roller coaster has made that shift from fear to excitement. They like it. That's why they're sitting on the roller coaster. And it's thrilling. Right? Like, the difference between something that's thrilling and terrifying is whether or not you're focusing on the potential bad stuff or the excitement of the situation. And so when you're getting ready to go out there and start marketing to folks, and you know that you have confidence in your skills, you know you've got an offer that really makes a difference, you know that you're going to be reaching out and helping people that really need your help, that is an exciting thing to do. It's really exciting because you're making a huge impact and you know it. And so that's what kind of gives you that kind of catalyst to get out there and start talking to people and helping them and, you know, showing them how they can do better. You see the results coming in and you're thinking about how all of the benefits of what you're doing are really going to make an impact. And so making that shift from fear to excitement is a huge shift. And so as soon as you begin feeling the anxiety or the fear or the negative consequences, you know, think, hey, am I focusing on myself or am I focusing on how I can help and serve and care for other people? And then say, I'm not afraid. Don't even say that. Say, I am excited. I'm excited about going to this event. I'm excited about the people that I'm going to meet. I'm excited about being able to help other people get the help that they're really desperately needing. And I'm excited about saving them from being bamboozled by these low budget developers who are just going to sell them $1,500 websites or $1,000 websites or whatever without actually giving any, you know, any real benefit there. And so you're excited to be able to have the opportunity to present a great investment and a long-term relationship so you can keep staying there helping for the long haul, making everything worthwhile. And you're excited about doing that. That's a really big thing. So that's pretty much the main thing. So the big shift here is, if you know, how do you overcome? So like back to the title, how do you overcome the fear of real marketing? So what we've talked about is, you know, overcoming that fear by shifting the fear into excitement, because you know that you're going to be helping people and that you're and you have that outward focus, right? You're not focusing in on yourself. You're focusing outward on how you can help other people. And I'm telling you, whatever, even if in other areas of life, even if it's not, you know, marketing for your business, if it's like whatever. Like if you just feel some anxiety going into a room of other people, instead of thinking about how they perceive you and whether they like what you're wearing or they like your hairstyle or they like the way that you look or whatever it might be, instead of focusing on all that stuff, why not say, hey, I'm going to focus on how I can care for people and how I can meet people and how I can serve and love on the people that are brought across my path. And when you've had that outward focus, it's almost impossible to have anxiety and fear come through. And instead, you make that shift towards excitement because you're excited about the potential of what's going to happen next, as opposed to being afraid of what's going to happen to you. So making that external focus on is a really critical thing. So that's really the overcoming aspect. That's how you shift fear to excitement. And then the real marketing side of all of this is real marketing is actually getting out there and making a difference. You know, talking to people face to face, you know, calling people on the phone and making an offer to them that is actually going to impact their business. That's real marketing. And it's contrasted against the idea of just blogging or, you know, randomly sending out cold emails to people you don't even know, or, you know, just doing all the stuff that feels busy. And so like, if someone were to ask you, what did you do today? You can make this long list of things, but you know, kind of down deep inside that what you're really doing is you're procrastinating, getting out there and actually talking to people, getting out there and figuring out how you can organize your skills in a way that's going to make an impact for the people that you really want to serve. And so the last kind of component to that is I know that that's a tricky thing to do, especially if you've been in the mindset of this service-driven marketing approach where you're offering services, brand identity, graphic design, SEO, content marketing, you know, all of these, you know, even smaller things like installing an SSL certificate or, you know, making a website more responsive. Like all of these things are services that people need. And a lot of people are just kind of stuck in the idea of how can I just get, you know, more people to want to agree to accepting these services. But here's the key. Like if you want to make a difference, if you want to pull yourself out of the pack and rise above the noise, so to speak, in a way that differentiates you from what everyone else is doing and does it in such a way that you're able to command premium rates because you're offering a premium service, the key to that, what you really need to be able to do is you need to lead your clients in integrity into results that are greater than they could get if it wasn't for you. And that's really the issue. So if you show up with leadership and you show up with integrity and authority and expertise, and you're using that expertise to actually deliver more of an impact for your clients and actually present a better result for them, that's the key. And if you want to talk about how to do that with the actual clients that you're working with or with the markets that you're interested in and, you know, figuring out what your pricing needs to be in order to get connected in, you know, in order to be able to make the income that you really want, then let's talk about that. One-on-one, head over to doublestack.net/call. And, you know, we'll talk about that just ourselves for 45 minutes for free. And then at the end of that, like, if it sounds like it's the kind of thing that you want my help, you know, implementing the stuff that we've talked about into your business, then we can talk about the Double Stack program and see if that's right for you. But if you don't want to, that's totally fine too. But at least you've gotten yourself pointed in the right direction so that you can actually start making an impact and you don't just blend into the crowd of people, you know, cold calling and you're just, you know, sending out, you know, random emails and stuff for a bunch of services that nobody understands and nobody wants. So if you really are interested in going out there and making a difference for your clients, making a difference for yourself, and doing it in a way that's really exciting, because it's exciting because you're helping people, it's exciting because you're building an awesome business for yourself, and you're doing it in a sustainable way so you don't have to freak out over the whole feast or famine problem and when am I going to get my next client? And how do I find clients? Like all of these are answers that we can get, you know, we can get sorted out. And so like when you go over there and pick that time that works for you, then what we'll do is we'll get on the phone and just tell me about all the stuff that's going on. Tell me about what's working. Tell me about what's not working. Tell me what you really, really like about your business. Tell me about the stuff that's kind of scary and that you're questioning and you're wondering how to do better. And then we'll figure out, you know, based on all of that, where do you want to be? Like what kind of income goals do you have? How many clients do you want? What kind of work do you want to be doing? And then we'll put together a plan for how to get there. And so that's what we'll be doing. That's what the call's all about. It's totally free. And I really encourage you to take advantage of it. But like we talked about last week, I mean, if you're the kind of person that's just kind of dabbling around or whatever, and you're not really interested in doing this, and you're just sort of exploring, you know, then the call's not for you. This isn't really for you. And you know, don't book a time, because you're going to block people that really are serious about their business and that really are interested in getting out there and helping people. But if you are one of those people and you really do want to make a difference in the world, like seriously, like the stuff that we're talking about is fundamentally changing the way the WordPress economy rolls. We're moving it away from this commodity, low budget, downward spiral, you know, kind of a situation. And we're taking advantage of the fact that the WordPress ecosystem is the most powerful online platform ever developed in the history of the world. And it can do so much stuff now, stuff that used to be hard, like hosting and security and e-commerce and multi-page forms and like all the kinds of stuff that used to be hard. We have tools now where we don't have to hand code that stuff anymore. And so we have the ability to make these huge impacts for our clients. And so if that's the kind of thing that you really want to be doing, and you want to have those long-term relationships and, you know, and really drawing out a lot of results, a lot of benefits for the people you're working with, and you're not just doing the client hopping thing, then that's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to you about that very thing so that we can get you pointed in the right direction, so that when you're putting in all that time and energy and effort, you're actually going in the right direction. You're just not paddling further out to sea. You're actually headed towards land. Even if you can't see the land right now, that's the point of the call. So you're wondering, like, what do you do? You know, you're ready to get in the boat. You're ready to paddle hard, but you want to make sure that when you're paddling, you're actually making progress towards land and not further out to sea. That's the point. That's where mentorship comes in. That's what coaching is all about. That's why you seek out people that have had the success that you're looking for, so you can come alongside and do the same thing. So awesome. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time, and then you're going to see a little form with a couple of questions after that. And that'll give me a link to your website, a little bit of information about, you know, your business and who you work with, so that when we get on the phone, we'll be ready to rock and roll. So awesome, guys. That's what we've got for today. And we do these training sessions twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So head back at 2 p.m. Eastern for that. And so here is a high five until Thursday. Boop. So great showing up, and we'll be talking again together soon. Thanks, guys. Take care.